Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
I ended up seeing people, they ended up buying mansions and cars all cash. And I was wondering, like, you know, how are people doing that? And my parents, they were like, yo, they're going overseas as overseas government contractors. I never knew what it was. I didn't know how to do it, but I was like, you know, that's my goal. And that's pretty much all I kind of set out to do. Like, from some of the jobs is like, hey, like if something happens, you know, you need to be there, be aware. But a lot of the jobs are mostly like laid back, right? You do your task. You know, you might answer some emails, but outside of that, you know, you're pretty much kind of like relaxing for the rest of the day. So, you know, I never try to tell people like, oh, you know, you're going to get into tech, you're going to be working 5 hours like you see some people say. I say expect to work 40 hours, but like, you know, actual work, you know, it's not that much, yeah. Right? When it comes to tech, it's not usually 40 hours worth of actual work to do. Okay. It's just not. There are some people who go overseas and, you know, they blow all their money, right? They living it up. They traveling all around the world, spending on, you know, women and stuff like that. But, you know, if you're smart with your money, I swear, like 3 years working overseas, you'll be completely debt free. Wow. You'll have a lot of money saved and invested, and you'll have a completely different life once you get back to the States.
Hey, wait. I know you want to watch this next video, but listen, if you are an entrepreneur, business coach, business consultant, or a small business owner who has a story and wants to learn how to create multiple streams of income from your story, I need you to text me right now, my book, to 646-687-4152. That is my personal number. I have been an author for over 12 years. I've written 10 books. Four of them have been bestsellers, and I've sold over 100,000 books. But I've also helped a lot of my clients take their expertise and put it into a story, then create multiple streams of income from that. So I want to help you do the same thing. So text my book to 646-687-4152. All right, let's go back to the video. So welcome to another awesome episode of Inside the Vault with Ash Cash, the greatest money mindset show on the planet. Listen, the U.S. tech market accounts for 35% of the total world market. In 2022, 264,500 tech industry jobs added to the market, and the industry is expected to grow by 5.4%. In 2023, this industry employed roughly 12.2 million workers in 2020.
If you're looking for a career change today, we have a GovTech IT professional with a background in computer science, a tech enthusiast with over 15 years of GovTech experience. She is dedicated to helping more millennials break into tech, here today to give us $1 million worth of tech game. Welcome, Simone Bees in the building.
What's up, Simone?
How you feeling?
Thank you. You got a lot of energy, man. You got a lot of energy.
Listen.
I like that. Thanks for inviting me out.
No, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure because, like, I think that one of the reasons I was excited about having you come on is because we live in a day and age where everybody's focusing on entrepreneurship. Everybody's like, yo, you know, quit your job. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Go cold turkey, make $1 million and just be an entrepreneur, right? And the truth of the matter is that entrepreneurship is not for everybody.
No.
Right? Everybody doesn't have the stomach for it. Everybody doesn't have the hustle for it. Everybody doesn't have the discipline for it. Like, there's a lot that comes with, you know, entrepreneurship, right? But in the same time, the reason why people want to be, you know, go into entrepreneurship is because of the money potential, right? They feel like being your own boss is the only way you can make a lot of money. And then I ran across somebody who's in government tech, who's killing it at such a high level, who's showing the receipts, and to be honest, Simone, you're making a lot, way more money than a lot of the entrepreneurs I know.
I mean, that's how it is.
Yeah.
You know, people, they think that entrepreneurship's the only way to do it, but honestly, tech has been the way for a long time, and because of social media, people are now finally starting to see, like, oh, this is something I can actually do without going to school and getting a degree, and something I can do and make six figures and work remotely and also work around the world.
And think about this, right? You're talking about government tech. Yep. So that's another piece that adds, sugar to the pie, if you will, and makes it even more sweeter, is the fact that this is the government, which means that the government has trillions of, look, they just gave Ukraine, we don't want to get there, but they just gave Ukraine trillions, you know, these some more money.
Yeah.
They got money for wars, but can't feed the poor, but that's another story. Yeah,
right.
But before we get started, for those who don't know, who is Simone Bees?
Yeah, so my name is Simone B, also known as Bees. I'm from Arlington, Virginia, and I got into GovTech at a very young age. So, you know, I'm somebody, I grew up just playing basketball every day and video games every day, and I was really just trying to skip school. Mm. So I don't know if you had a vocational school in your school district, mm-hmm. but basically we had a vocational school where if you went to it, you'd get out of your regular classes. You could go there every other day. So I found out they had this easy program there where you just go in, just work on worksheets, and you can get a tech certification. Now, I didn't know that, you know, it was going to get me where I am today, but I ended up getting my CompTIA A+ certification, and I got my first tech internship at 16 years old. Mm-hmm. So I did all of that basically off of just skipping class, right? I didn't need a degree, right? Of course, I have a degree now. I end up going to college on a basketball scholarship. So if you go to college, you have to pick a major, right? People ask me that all the time. They're like, well, you tell people you don't need a degree, but you have one. I'm like, well, yeah, I went to school on a basketball scholarship, right? You just can't play ball and not go to class, yeah. right? So, so pretty much that's how I got into it. And really, for me, like, GovTech is all that I know because I'm from the DMV. Mm. So I don't know how much you know about the DC area, but everybody around there works for the government in some way, shape, or form. So whether you work for the federal government or you're a government contractor, or you work for a subcontractor or somebody like that, you're doing something government related. And that's how, you know, most Black people that are doing well, PG County is the wealthiest Black county. Majority of people are working for the government. So that's really all I knew, right? So I ended up seeing people, they ended up buying mansions and cars all cash. And I was wondering, like, you know, how are people doing that? And my parents, they were like, yo, they're going overseas as overseas government contractors. I never knew what it was. I didn't know how to do it. But I was like, you know, that's my goal. And that's pretty much all I kind of set out to do. Like, from the age of 16, was like, yeah, one day I'm going to be an overseas government contractor. And getting that tech certification started me out on the right foot.
Wow. And so I'm a hooper. Mm-hmm. They call me Shaq. You know what I'm saying? If you know, you know. And I'm a hooper for life.
Yep.
You gave up hooping to be a techie, though.
I did.
Talk to me about that.
I did. I had no choice. So, you know, if you... Like, for me, I never really was into school. Like, I would sleep through my classes. I really did not pay attention during class at all. So when I got to college, and, you know, the college programs, they ran it. It was a D3 school, but they ran it like a D1 program. So I'm talking in the morning, you have practice. Midday, you got individuals. In the afternoon, you got study hall. And then you might have practice again. So I was not able to balance my playing basketball and balance actually doing well in school. And then on top of that, I went to school for computer science. So I never had programmed in my life, right? I chose a very easy path to get into tech, which was just entry level, like help desk work, right? So help desk IT support. So when I got into college and we were doing computer programming, I didn't know what was going on. So I was lost in class. I didn't know what was happening. And then I looked up and I had like a 2.1 GPA. So at that point, you know, I had to make a decision, right? Am I going to continue to try to play basketball and then struggle with my grades? Or was I going to switch and just focus only on tech? Because I ended up going on to Google and I saw like the average salary of a WNBA player was 45K. And I'm like, yo, like I never had looked it up. I'm 18 years old.
Yeah.
Never looked up a salary a day in my life. Right. So I looked it up. I'm like, dang, you know, 45K. All right. Well, what's this software engineering about? Mm-hmm. Right. So looked at software engineers and they were making 100K. So, you know, for me, it was a no brainer. I went to the coach the next day. I said, hey, thanks for the opportunity, but I'm gonna have to focus on tech. Like I really had no choice at that point. Like it just didn't make sense. Why would I, you know, take a huge pay cut for potentially making it to the WNBA, right? And then there's a lot of great players who play D1 who never make it to the WNBA.
Right.
So, you know, it was really just, I just had to make a switch, right? Wow. That to me, that was guaranteed. Like, okay, if I can get this degree, I can make 100K. And that was it.
And so, which in hindsight was a great decision, right?
Because, yeah, definitely.
You know, seeing not only, you know, like I love when somebody walks into their passion. The one thing I love is when somebody gets to a level of success, they don't just keep the success to themselves, right? And again, that's why that was one of the reasons why I was like, all right, yeah, we definitely got to have Simone up here, because not only have you, like, you know, you make the salary of 30 to 40 at WNBA players now, right?
Yeah.
And so not only have you had success yourself, but you, like, I'm talking about you eat, breathe, and sleep trying to give information to people to get them. Like, that's all you do. Like, you like, yo, I need you to know the money is sweet on this side, and I need you to get in here. You know, you're connecting with big corporations. You're like, listen, I need to get this word out, and that's commendable. Can anybody get into tech though?
Yeah, anybody can get into tech, right? So if you're willing to learn a new skill, you can definitely get into tech. Yeah. So the thing about it is, at the beginning, it's going to be hard because it's completely foreign to you, right? But if it was easy, everybody would be doing it overnight, but it just takes a little bit of time. You can learn the tech skills within 3 months and get your first tech job.
Yeah. And what would you say is like the qualifications for somebody to get into tech?
Yeah. So you just need a high school degree or a GED.
Yeah.
And then you can get one tech certification. So one of the easiest like entry level roles you can get, which is help desk IT support, right? You can get the Google IT certification. Or you can get the CompTIA A+ certification, which is what I got back at 16, right? That's how I got in.
And then you know, so now you get this certification. What's the first step, right? Like, let's say, before we get there, is it for, you know, is it only for young people? Can old people do it? Like, what's the age, you know, like what's the age range of somebody who wants to just start getting into tech?
Like, literally anybody could do it, right? Like me, I started at 16, but I've seen people as old as 50, 60 years old transition into tech.
Wow.
So whenever you're ready, you can get in. And then especially with GovTech, man, I used to work with this older guy. He was probably about 70 something.
Wow.
He was on an oxygen tank. They could not fire him. So literally he's sleeping at his desk all day on an oxygen tank. And they can't fire him because that's age discrimination.
Right.
Right. So I believe age discrimination starts at like age 40. Mm. So once you're 40 years old, I mean, you're a protected class.
Word. Anyway. Uh-oh, so look, all my ancestors out there. You know, it's so funny. I saw, this is just aside. Yeah. I saw a meme where somebody was saying that anybody was born 1990 to 1999 was like an older person. So they was like, well, if 1990 to 1999 is an older person, then what's anybody who's born between 1980 and 1989? They was like, are you talking about my ancestors? So all my ancestors out there, y'all good because y'all can get a job and it's age discrimination if they get rid of you. Yep. And so like, I have a gentleman that I know, right? He is 51 years old. You know, I think was doing IT, you know, for a very long time. You know, recently got laid off, lost his job, and is looking to get back on his feet, right? Mm-hmm. Has the experience. What would you say is his first step? How could he get into GovTech? What's the first step he needed to
take? First step, I would say best thing to do to get into GovTech is get your CompTIA Security Plus certification, just because that is a requirement to work on government systems, right? And once you get that certification, that allows you to be qualified to start applying to the different jobs and then even get the opportunity to get a government security clearance. Now, that's a whole nother ballgame there, right? You get a government security clearance, you're going to be making six figures easy for the rest of your life, right? You can work in the States or you can work overseas. It just depends on how you want to do it. But yeah, definitely start out with the Security Plus, and then he can start looking for jobs that if he wants to get a clearance, right, he can find a job that gives him a clearance. And that makes him so much more in demand because only 1 in 5 people have a government clearance.
Wow.
So, you know, they can't just find people off the street. So once you have one, you're always somebody who the government and government contractors are looking to hire.
And what's the you know, you mentioned earlier about being able to work remotely, right? Mm-hmm. How many hours, like somebody gets a government tech job, is it like strenuous? Is it stressed out? Are you like stuck at the computer, you know, making sure, you know, watching things? Like what's the day in the life of a government tech employee?
Yeah. So it depends on what type of tech role that you have. You know, some of the jobs is like, hey, like if something happens, you know, you need to be there, be aware. But a lot of the jobs are mostly like laid back, right? You do your task. You know, you might answer some emails, but outside of that, you know, you're pretty much kind of like relaxing for the rest of the day. So, you know, I never try to tell people like, oh, you know, you're going to get into tech, you're going to be working 5 hours like you see some people say. I say expect to work 40 hours, but like, you know, actual work, you know, is not that much, right? Yeah. When it comes to tech, it's not usually 40 hours worth of actual work to do. Okay. It's just not.
and so there's I guess government overseas contracting.
Yeah.
What's that? Look at that smile. Wait, hold on. Look at that smile. That got to be something spicy.
Yeah. So, yeah, overseas government contracted is like, for me, that's changed everything for me, right? So, working overseas, I lived overseas for 5 years from the age of 24 to 29. And when you work as an overseas government contractor, you're making six figures and your money's mostly tax-free. Mm. So the IRS, they have this law or exclusion. It's called the foreign income exclusion. Mm. So your first $107,000 is completely tax-free.
Mm, that's, there we go. Yeah, there, you know, we go.
And then, but on top of that, the companies are paying for your housing. Mm. So you're living for free. Your food is free, transportation's free, and your travel's free.
Wow.
So literally, I was able to save between 80 to 90% of my salary while I was living overseas for 5 years.
That's why you rich. Look, you came back to the States rich, okay?
Yeah, I came back to the States like loaded, honestly. And then on top of that, you know, I was investing my money, right? So there are some people who go overseas and, you know, they blow all their money, right? They living it up. They're traveling all around the world, spending on, you know, women and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're smart with your money, I swear, like 3 years working overseas, you'll be completely debt-free.
Wow.
You'll have a lot of money saved and invested, and you'll have a completely different life once you get back to the States.
And is the process the same? Is it like getting a you know, government contracting job here?
Yeah. So it's the same process. So really with these jobs, you would just be looking at government contractors that have jobs overseas. So There's different companies like Raytheon, Northrop Grumman, Lockheed Martin, Leidos. There's a lot of different companies that have jobs located overseas. So if you go to their website, you'll see and you can apply to their different jobs. But yeah, I mean, the process is pretty much the same. I mean, you get the job. They typically pay you a bonus to go overseas. Mm-hmm. So like the highest bonus I got to go overseas was like 20K. Mm-hmm. So they give me a $20,000 relocation package. And, you know, I pocketed most of that money. Mm-hmm. So that's the best thing about working overseas. You're getting all these bonuses and uplifts and you're pocketing majority of the money. So it's a lot of opportunity for you. And then once you go overseas, you have experience that nobody else has. So, you know, you're always in demand. And I didn't say this earlier about kind of like what makes GovTech so special. GovTech hiring is up 36% compared to big tech, where, you know, you see layoffs happen in big tech all the time. In government tech, hiring is up and they need more people. So they need people with Security Plus certification. They need people with clearances. So it's the best time to get in, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. What made you, like, what was your motivation around teaching GovTech, right? So, like, you know, like I said earlier, like, most people, they get the bag and they just like, all right, I'm cool, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Like, what was that motivation?
Other races, honestly, they don't want us to know about it. Like, when I was working overseas, I met this one guy. He said he got his first overseas government contract back in the 70s.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. And I met him in 2018.
Wow.
So he had been doing it since the 70s.
Wow. Loaded.
Loaded.
Building that generational wealth.
Yes, I swear. Like, majority of people that I work with overseas were millionaires.
Right.
Like, I mean, it's really hard to not become a millionaire if you're making six figures and it's tax free. And I'm not talking like 100K, right? Like, right. I was making $225,000 overseas, right?
Wow.
And keeping 90% of my money.
Wow.
Right. So you can make a lot. And then the salaries, they go up to like 400K overseas even today. Right.
Sheesh.
So yeah, you can make a lot of money overseas and in the States. So you were talking about, you know, remote jobs earlier. I work remote currently. Mm. Right. So I work for a cybersecurity GovTech startup and I work remote and I'm making $275 a year.
Wow.
So yeah, I get, you know, base salaries, $175. I get 10% bonus and I get stocks. So I get equity in the company too.
Wow.
And I work 100% remote.
Wow.
Yeah.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wait, hold on. About to give me a GovTech job, right? Because so now, you know, working 100% remote.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And are they clocking your time or is it like you just have tasks to do? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, we just have tasks to do. Like, we don't even have a time card.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you get the here's the things you need to do for the week.
Yep.
You get it done whenever.
Yeah.
And the rest of the time you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, you know, I always have my phone with me, right?
Yeah.
So I always have Slack connected, always have my email connected, right? So if I need to hop on a call or do anything, I'm always ready to go.
Yeah. But you're not stuck to no one's cubicle.
No.
No one's so you could.
No, I've been traveling all month.
Yeah.
So I've been like probably for the last 3 or 4 years, like I traveled the entire month of August. I've been doing that for a while. Of course, when I was overseas, I was off of work, but
right.
Like now, you know, I'm traveling. I don't really even have to take PTO, but yeah, I've been traveling all of August.
Wow, it's my birthday month. And
yeah.
So it gotta be more to it, or is it that simple?
So it really is that simple, right? I don't want people to overcomplicate it. So the main thing you need to worry about is getting your first tech job, right? Once you get your first tech job, then you can have the companies pay for more certifications. You can have them pay for more trainings for you. And if you want to get a degree, you can have them pay for a degree as well.
Mm.
So that way, you know, you're continuing to improve your skills. And then also it's going to allow you to increase your salary because you're stacking more certifications on top. You know, you have a degree that helps you make more money. But yeah, you know, main thing you need to worry about is just getting that very first tech job.
Wow. And so you have a 5-day experience is coming up, right?
Yep.
I appreciate, when people share their knowledge, especially in a 5-day setting, because, you know, yeah, you can learn a lot during a webinar. But a webinar is 1 hour, 2 hours tops. Mm. And you really can't transform or you really can't get a result in an hour, right?
Right.
Talk about your 5-day challenge.
Hey, even on my workshops.
Yeah.
Look, so for people, they notice me all the time, right? Because
yeah.
TikTok, Instagram, stuff like that. So I went to the Mystics game. Mm-hmm. I was leaving out of the Mystics game and this lady, she stopped me. She said, hey, she was like, I just want to say thank you. I went to your workshop. And I actually ended up getting an interview for a job that was sponsoring a government clearance just
wow.
from going to your workshop.
Wow.
Yeah. So like.
So workshop
you
can't get the sauce.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not holding anything back.
Yeah.
But like on the 5-day challenge, it's even more.
Yeah.
Right. So during the 5-day challenge, I'm helping you figure out which certifications you should get so mm-hmm. you can stack the certs. Figure out which tech niche that you want to focus on, right? Because that's something that a lot of people don't know, right? When they first get into tech or they're interested in tech, they're like, hey, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know if I want to do cybersecurity. I don't know if I want to do cloud. I don't know if I want to do software development, right? So I help them figure out what's the best route for them to where they can get into tech within 3 to 6 months and not have to go back to school and get a degree, just get their foot in the door, mm. right? And then I also help them figure out how they can completely skip the corporate ladder. So I just turned 31, right? And you see, I have 15 years of GovTech experience. Mm-hmm. But by the age of 24, I was already making, you know, 150. Mm-hmm. And then by 25, I was at 225,000.
Wow.
So, you know, I've figured out at a young age how to, you know, not sit around waiting for raises. And I teach people how to utilize those same skills for when they get into tech as well.
Mm, I love it. How is, artificial intelligence going to affect GovTech?
Honestly, I don't think it's going to affect GovTech anytime soon.
Mm.
So the government, I don't know how much you know about their processes, but everything's slow.
Mm.
So the government, they have their own cloud as well. It's called GovCloud.
Mm.
And you can work on that program too, right? So Amazon, they've reached out to me to work on the program, but I don't want to work in office.
Mm.
But so GovCloud itself took about 15 years to come out, right?
Mm.
How long has the cloud been out?
Right.
Forever.
Ever, yeah.
It took 15 years for government to get GovCloud,
wow.
right? So imagine how long it's going to take them to get their proprietary AI infrastructure and AI platform,
mm.
right? And when it comes to the government information, it could be classified. So they can't just put it into ChatGPT or any old public AI system because you don't want, you know, government secrets getting out. So for GovTech, I don't see AI impacting it at all anytime soon. Like,
wow.
I wouldn't even really worry about it much. And then on top of that, too, is with the government systems, we need actual people, American citizens, to work on these systems, not like a robot, not
right.
a program. Like, we need actual people.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's interesting, right? Listen, insiders, this is interesting because everybody's afraid of AI.
Yep.
Because, you know, it is said that AI is going to replace about 300 million jobs, mm-hmm. right? People are afraid about the economy, period, right? Because we're going into an election year. During an election year, things get crazy with jobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
People are not knowing, you know, what's going to happen with the economy. You know, I think we're in a recession, but nobody's publicly saying it,
mm-hmm.
right? Because if they do say it, people start to panic, start to hold back some. Jobs are being lost every day, but GovTech is adding jobs.
Adding jobs.
It's increasing.
Yes, yeah. So that's, I truly believe that GovTech is the most recession-proof, layoff-proof, and now AI-proof career that you could be in.
Wow.
Hands down,
wow.
right? The hiring's up. We need actual U.S. citizens. So that's something that big tech is facing, too. Nobody really talks about this,
yeah.
but all the other tech industries, a lot of the jobs are being outsourced, right? There is no outsourcing in GovTech.
Right.
You have to be an American citizen.
I think that's the beauty of it, though,
yeah.
right? Because at the end of the day, like you said, it's AI proof. It's recession proof. They're adding jobs. It's not just low paying jobs. These are six figure jobs, right? So these high paying jobs. And then there's this security where, and that makes sense. You can't use a computer because you can't control, you know what I'm saying? The computer, you need an actual person. You need actual, human hands. Mm-hmm. You have information that the world cannot know.
Exactly.
And so you need security clearance. You cannot give a computer security clearance.
Exactly.
And so you are actually protected, if you will.
Yeah. It's layers on layers of protection, right? So like, you know, I've never been laid off. Nobody in my family's ever been laid off. But if you happen to get laid off in the GovTech industry, you will have a new job within 3 to 4 weeks because you have a government clearance. You have the right certifications and the right experience, right? So there's really nothing to worry about. Like, literally, if you go and you start applying to different jobs, you can get 5 to 6 different job offers within a 2-3 week span. Like, no problem. So even this is going to be my second challenge that I'm doing, right? My first challenge, I had somebody who attended it and he reached out to me. I actually ran into him at Carter Cofield's his sneaker ball. So I ran into him there and he's like, hey, I got an update for you. I came to your challenge. And he said he got 2 job offers and both of them were sponsoring clearances. One was from Boeing and one was from a smaller government contractor company called Eagle X. Iron Eagle X. So he got 2 job offers within a month of attending the challenge. Wow. Right. And both of them were sponsoring clearances. Wow. So, you know, it's something that can definitely be done. And once you get the clearance, once you get the right certifications, I mean, it's pretty much smooth sailing from there.
Wow, man. And so, you know, what do you do now, right? As a, you know, young person who's been making 6 figures since your 20s. Yeah. I know you said you've invested it. Like what have you been doing, you know, with this level of freedom? What have you been doing to build, you know, build your wealth?
Yeah, mostly I've been investing in real estate.
Yeah.
I also got in crypto very, very early. Mm. So my first government contract overseas was in Japan. So I got into Bitcoin when it was $1,600.
Wow.
Yeah. So just to give you an idea, I've been in crypto for a while.
You rich for real.
Yeah, I mean, and now I'm getting brand deals too. So, I mean, it's just crazy. It's just crazy. Yeah. But, you know, blessed, very thankful. But yeah, you know, really for me, real estate, stocks and crypto, that's mostly what I focus on.
Yeah.
I did have other side businesses. Like I had a trucking business. I ended up shutting down. Pandemic hit, you know, it was truckers. They were quitting left and right. So I'm like, okay, I'm done with that. But I had a vending machine business too, which it made money. It was profitable, but it was just too much time effort for me.
Yeah.
But really what I've been doing is just, you know, saving and investing. That's it, right? And I like to focus mostly now on real estate and stocks. And I don't know how much you talk about crypto, but to me, I feel like we're at the bottom of the bear market. Mm-hmm. And I think the bull market's about to start. Mm-hmm. So I've been reinvesting back heavily into crypto as well.
Mm. No, I love that. And talk a little bit about your program, right? Because you mentioned, you know, you have a program that's teaching, right? On the mm-hmm. education side of GovTech. But it's not just courses. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So right now I have my GovTech Career Blueprint. So it's for people looking to learn those entry-level tech skills, right? So if you don't know anything about tech, you don't know anything about computers, I'm teaching you those technical skills with my IT support engineer technical course. So that includes hands-on labs. That includes me giving you lectures and teaching you and quizzes. And then on top of that, inside of the blueprint, you also get access to all of everything that I know about GovTech, right? So I've been in GovTech for 15 years. So I teach you everything you need to know to get into the industry, get your clearances, and stay in the industry as well.
Yeah. What would you say is the biggest mistake people make? So when they're trying to transition to get into GovTech, what's the biggest mistake?
It's one, jumping around too much. Mm. And then two, taking bad job opportunities, right? So sometimes people, they might take a job opportunity with a company that either does not pay well, or it might be like a very short-term contract or a temporary contract that won't lead to full-time employment. I would say there's a website called clearancejobs.com. They have 70,000 jobs listed on there, right? Wow. So, I mean, there's so many jobs available. And then with the federal government too, it's like, you might as well go for a full-time position instead of going for something temporary where they're only looking for work for maybe like a month or two.
Got it. And then like clearancejobs.com is like jobs that you need clearance, right? Government clearance?
You don't. So that's something a lot of people don't know. You actually can find jobs that are sponsoring clearance on clearancejobs.com. Mm. So people think you have to have a clearance. You don't. Once you go into Clearance Jobs, they actually redirect you directly to the company's website. Wow. So you can just use it as literally like a search engine to find those jobs sponsoring clearances.
Yeah. And what's the percentage of like black and brown people in tech?
In tech or in gov tech?
So I know tech is low.
It's even more lower in gov tech.
Wow.
That's why I'm trying to help us get in.
Wow.
Yeah. And because they put out an article, I believe it was Raytheon and Lockheed Martin. They're both saying that, hey, we're trying to hire more diverse employees, right? Yeah. So they want to hire more of us, but I'm telling you, we don't even know that this is out here. Wow. We have no idea, right? Because if you don't live in an area that has a huge government presence like the DMV, yeah, how will you know about GovTech? How will you know about all these opportunities?
Yeah. And so, because I'm like, man, I'm about to tell everybody, like, y'all need to get into this GovTech thing, because at the end of the day, like with all of the, you know, resources, the reasons, like why wouldn't somebody kind of get in? I'm assuming, right? You have to, have a high school diploma, you said, mm-hmm, at least. Can you have a criminal record? So you can't have a criminal record.
So when it comes to the criminal record, it's very case by case, right? Okay. So if you have a felony, it's going to depend on when you got that felony and what it was for, right? So I would say if you do have a felony, you know, can't guarantee that you'll get a clearance, right?
Yeah.
But you could still get one of the GovTech jobs that don't require clearance, maybe just a public trust. Mm-hmm. But if you have a misdemeanor, you definitely could still get a clearance. But again, it's what was a misdemeanor for? When was it? And then also another thing that people need to know is like it is a complete lifestyle change, right? So if you are somebody who, you know, smokes weed, does drugs, you know, you're going to have to stop those if you want to work in GovTech. Mm. So, it just depends on you if you want to make that lifestyle change, right? Like, you know, I had to completely change my life, right? I was in college living my life. And then when I really wanted to get serious, I was like, okay, you know, I'm going to leave that stuff behind me. And to me, you know, I would give it up every day of the week to be where I am.
Facts,
now,
100%. 100%. And so, you know, can somebody, right? Because I know a lot of people love to have side hustles. Is GovTech one of those things that, you know, not only can you make a lot of money from it, but if you wanted to do something else or have a side hustle, is that possible?
Yeah, definitely. You can have a side hustle. You do whatever you want, right? Yeah. So you can have a side hustle. You could even create your own company and do 1099 work, get your own government contracts, or just work as a subcontractor under other companies. So you can do that as well. But like, it's complete freedom. They're not going to tell you like, hey, you can't have this job. You can't do this. You can't do that, right? Unless, of course, it's like a conflict of interest of some sort, right? Like regular company stuff.
Right. And so what's the ultimate goal for Simone Bees?
Ultimate goal for me? So I'm working on my own job board. Mm. Yeah. So I'm working on my own GovTech job board right now. So really, my goal is to have jobs listed on there where, you know, people who are looking to get government clearances or get their first GovTech job, they can come to my job board, they can find it, and companies will start having a pipeline to help, you know, blacks and minorities get into GovTech. So that's my ultimate goal, really, is just to just build out a much larger company that's going to help, you know, thousands and thousands of black people get into GovTech. That's always been my goal, right? I even have a financial starter kit book, right? And it's about financial literacy. Mm-hmm. I came out with that in 2020. I've been, you know, on this mission for a long time, right? Yeah. People are kind of just now realizing it because of TikTok and Instagram.
Right.
Yeah.
And talk about that a little bit. Like how has social media helped you, right? Because mm-hmm. I know you're actually on your way to a black TikTok event.
Yeah.
And you know, like TikTok is helping with, you know, with the message. Like how has social media helped you spread this message?
I mean it's just helped me amplify the message, right? Yeah. Like, so it's crazy. I've been on TikTok for a year. I think within my first month on TikTok, which was last August, you know, I had a lot of videos going viral. People had never heard of GovTech before, right? So it's just helped me spread my message and help so many people, right? Like, I'm telling you, everywhere I go, people are stopping me saying, hey, you know, you changed my life. Like, I'm in tech now. I got my certifications, or I end up going to school. I'm at WGU now. I'm getting my degree. You know, so I've changed so many people's lives, and that's really all I really want is just help more people get into tech and make six figures, right? I just feel like I'm sure you know this stat, right? They said that the average net worth of black households is going to be $0 by 2053. That's what really got me started on this mission. I'm like, man, you know, there's so much opportunity for us. We just don't know about it.
Yeah. All right. So listen, y'all, we have an opportunity. You got to spend 5 days with Simone. Let her talk to you and teach you about how to get into GovTech. We got a special website specifically for our insiders, InsideTheTechChallenge.com. InsideTheTechChallenge.com. Listen, y'all, join that VIP. InsideTheTechChallenge.com. You'll be able to spend 5 days with Simone. And you already know Carter Cofield. You spend 5 days with Carter as well, teaching you the tax-free game. You know, learn how to get a job. So listen, and this is what I'm saying. A lot of us are focused on entrepreneurship, but what if, right? You know, Storm Leroy says, your job is your first business partner. What if you could get a business partner that's paying you six figures, that's recession-proof, that's AI-proof, and all of the dreams and aspirations that you ever had before, you can use the money that you're making from GovTech to fund your dreams. So InsideTheTechChallenge.com. If people wanted to connect with you outside of that, where can they find you?
Hey, you can find me on all platforms at Simone Bees. So S-Y-M-O-N-E-B-E-E-Z. And then also I'm on YouTube too, and I'm starting a new tech YouTube series as well.
InsideTheTechChallenge.com. For our insiders, we're gonna take this challenge. We're going to get, you know, figure out what certifications we need to get in order to start off with our six figures in government tech, y'all. We are closing out the vault. Another awesome episode of Inside the Vault with Ash Cash, the greatest money mindset show on the planet. Make sure you visit us, InsideTheVaultTV.com. Subscribe to us. Also, follow us on all social media platforms at Inside the Vault. Me, I am Ash Cash. Make sure you visit me, IamAshCash.com. Follow me on all social media platforms at I am Ash Cash. We got some behind the scenes gems that Simone didn't even give us on this episode. So make sure you join the Abundance Community, abundancecommunity.org, for exclusive behind the scenes information from Simone Bees, the government tech guru herself. Listen, we're closing out the vault. We'll see you next time, same place, in God's will. Peace.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.